Okay, so we're continuing our Hilchos Pesach topics in the second half of Arvei Pesachim, getting to the sugya of the mitzvah of Haseba, first sugya on Daf Kufches Amud Aleph in Pesachim. So the mitzvah of Haseba really emerges first from the Mishnah in Tzadi Testament Beis, the first Mishnah in the Perek. What do you guys see in the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah say? What is
they shouldn't eat matzah until you lean.
Does refine. It say eat matzah, or does it say, what does it say?
Yochel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's very significant. So the Mishnah says, Va'afilu ani lo yochel ach yesif. Right? What's the exact lashon? Afilu ani shabi yisrael lo yochel ach yesif? Yeah. So, okay, so let's first of all, I'm so happy that Ilan said eat matzah, because that's exactly what I wanted to point out, that the Mishnah does not specify what foods require haseba. If you only read the Mishnah, would you have said that? How would you know that it meant matzah? I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm just right. Curious.
I mean, I just assume that because. Like the rashi that we saw earlier, that like the whole reason why you can't eat during the day is because we're like saving it up for the eating of matzah. So I was just assuming that like when you talk about then eating, like the epic moment of finally eating is going to be like with matzah.
Uh-huh. But this Mishnah is before that, right? This Mishnah precedes everything. So you're reading the Mishnah first. Had you only had the Mishnah, all you would know is that an ani is not supposed to eat until he does a seba, right?
But I'm saying the rashi of lo yochal is. Yeah.
That's going on the first one, on the Yochal Adam Atra
Techshach. That's what Ilan's saying. He's saying,
Chuck
read the Rashi's chronologically and said, oh, eating is likened or similar. There's some connection that Rashi's making between eating and matzah.
Uh-huh.
So when we hear eating in the Mishnah, maybe it's referring to matzah also.
Uh-huh. Okay. I would have thought that... I don't see matzah directly in that line. I understand saying you can't eat on Erev Pesach because you're going to have matzah later that night. But when you tell me that you can't eat until you do haseba, meaning that haseba needs to be part of your eating, never specifies what that eating is. So I think that's a significant point. We're going to talk about that. During what points of the Seder is haseba required, and what might that reflect about the nature of haseba? So that's number one. Okay, number two. So you saw Rashi in the Mishnah, right? Rashi says, "Vafilu ani shabi yisrael lo yochal b'leili psachim ad sheyesev kederech b'nei chorin zecher l'chirus b'mita v'al ha-shulchan." The Bach changes that a little bit to match what the Rashbam says, that b'arvi psachim ad sheyesev kederech b'nei chorin b'mita v'al ha-shulchan zecher l'chirus. That the whole idea of haseba is to sit in the way that Bnei Chorin sit, with a mita and a shulchan, with a couch and a table, zecher lecheiros, as a commemoration to the cheiros that we experienced as a nation on that night in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yep? Okay. So another question we're going to deal with is, to what degree is this idea of derech cheiros, that haseba is supposed to be b'derech cheiros? Haseba is supposed to be the posture, that is the manner in which B'nai Chorin, free people, sit. To what degree is that definitional to haseba? That's going to be another question that we want to deal with. And then getting to really the first thing that I want to deal with, where does this all come from? How do we know that you're supposed to do haseba? Oh, so you guys, you got through the Gemaras, but so let's see, you know, let's turn straight to that Gemara, the Gemara in Kufches Amud Aleph, which is the sugya of Haseba. So the Gemara there, we don't have to read it inside. We can recap it. The Gemara says matzah needs Haseba, maror doesn't. And then what does it say about yayin? Just to recap the conversation, the discussion in the Gemara about yayin. Yeah, Brian.
I wouldn't say machlokas, but meaning there's a day that holds it that the first two cups of wine require a seba.
Good.
You get kind of bookend, so to speak, magid, tzibrisius mitzrayim, from others to cheiros, and the last two wouldn't. Whereas The other Deya says that no, the second two require Haseva because that's when we've actually finished Sipur Yetzir Tzayim. We are B'nai Chorin, whereas during Sipur Yetzir Tzayim or Magid, we're still Avadim.
Exactly. Right. Very good. And then what's the conclusion?
We both. Idi v'idi.
Oh,
I guess.
Good. Right. Exactly. So Hashta Delo Itmar Hilchas HaKemar. So what's the exact language there? Hash the ditmar hachi vitmar hachi idividi bavaseva. Exactly. Very good. Okay. So I want to come back to the discussion of whether Haseba is relevant to the first two kosos because it expresses the chirus that you're experiencing, or whether it's relevant to the final two kosos because it expresses the chirus that you have already. I want to come back to that. Just for now, in terms of the question of where does Haseba come from, so we're going to see what's an oft-quoted piece from the Ran. So the conclusion in the Gemara is that we do Haseba for all four kosos. The Ran asks a very interesting question. If you take a look at source number one on the sheet, I am sorry that I forgot to number the sources. But at the beginning of the sheet, the Ran, so Vahash the Dit Marhachi Vit Marhachi Kulu Bao Haseba, that's the Maskanas HaGemara, comments the Ran, V'yafal gav de ba'alma kaimalan ipcha de chosveika de rabbanan lekula. Even though in general, we wouldn't say that you have to do everything, we would be makel. Meaning, there's a suffix, says the Ran. It's a suffix. Which of the kosos require haseba? Is it the first two, or is it the last two? We don't know. It's a suffix. So says the Ran, going by the general rules of resolution for sveikos, what should we apply? We should say Sveika Derabanan Lekula. And since, once we apply Sveika Derabanan Lekula, so you apply that to each of the questions, so you shouldn't lean during the first two kosos, because Sveika Derabanan Lekula, maybe it's the last two. Shouldn't lean during the last two, because maybe it's the first two. So that's the Ran's question. Why don't we apply, instead of saying Sveika Derabanan Lekula, we don't do leaning at all, we do the exact opposite. We go Lahachmir, that we lean We lean for all of them. So why is that the case? So the Ran gives two answers. The first answer is Hacha kevan delav milsa de tircha hi avdino neravcha de milsa. Says, well, here, you know, it's not such a hard thing to do haseba during the kosos. You know, we're drinking the kosos anyway. All it is to sit in a certain way. We can all do that. So why not be machmir? Mihios tov al yikra ra. You know, al yikari ra. You shouldn't. If you could do something better, then don't do it worse. So do Haseba during all four of the kosos. According to some of the Achronim, the Ran never had in mind that, you know, you wouldn't do Haseba at all. He would say that you would do Haseba during the first two kosos, let's say. So he's saying, why do you have to do it during the second two kosos also? Because, you know, it's not such a big deal, it's not such a burden. That's the first answer. The second answer is a very sodistic answer also. Which is, again, this is like a famous, you know, refrigerator material Ran. So the Ran says, "V'lid nira de al korachach ba'i lemei avid haseba bekulu." I think that you have to do haseba for all of them. Why? Dineza lekula. Because if we say that, you know, we should say safi d'rabban on the hakel, and we should be lenient not to require haseba, then amai nekel bahani tvei mehani. Why should we be more lenient about the first two than we should about the last two, or more lenient about the last two than we should about the first two? Each one, each set, we should be equally lenient about. Right? If you ask me, do I have to lean during the first two kosos? I should tell you, I'm not sure, because maybe it's the last two, and therefore I should be lenient, and I shouldn't make you sit lean during the first two. And then when you get to the last two, you'll ask me, do I have to lean during the last two? I'll say, I'm not sure, because you might have to lean during the first two instead. So I'll say, I have a suffix. I should go to Hakel, so I shouldn't have to lean during the last two. V nakel bitarvahu, and if we say, you know, let's be lenient about all of them, both sets, the first two and the last two, then Hame Akra mitzvah haseba legamre. That's the key line in the Ran. Well, then there won't be a mitzvah haseba at all. You won't have any leaning. And clearly the Rabbanan were misaking a mitzvah of haseba. So you can't, the Safik Dirabban on the Kula cannot generate a reality in which the Takana is uprooted completely. That would be ludicrous. So that's the Ran's second approach. Now, we're not going to sit right now on, Brian, it was good? You were telling me to chazer or good? Yeah? Okay. So we're not gonna sit right now on the whole topic of Safi Drabanan Lekula. We could save that for another time, Bezras Hashem. But what I want to point out to you is that the Ran is clearly assuming that the mitzvah of Haseba is a mitzvah Drabanan. And that's a very fair assumption. After all, we don't have a makor in Torah for the mitzvah of Haseba. There are some who quote a medrash and a smachta that it comes from a pasuk in Parshas Bishalach by Haseiv Elokim Es Ha'am Derechem. There you go. Okay. So there are some who say, okay, that's an asmachta, but everybody agrees there's no beferish makor for the mitzvah of Haseba. Okay, so that's a very fair assumption that Haseba itself is a mitzvah derabana. However, this gets we should note that it might not be so simple. The picture might be a little bit more complex. And that's where we get to the Shitas HaRambam and a comment of the Brisker Rav. So the Rambam, very important. You guys didn't see any of the Makoros on the sheet, right? Just the Gemaras? Okay, it's okay. It's great. Okay. The Gemaras are always the Iker. Always to see the Gemaras and the Rashi and the Tosos first. Okay, so the Rambam's position on the mitzvah of Haseba, his presentation of Haseba is really key to understanding what Haseba is all about. So the Rambam, very famously, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Zayin Vav, I think we quoted this last week, but for those who weren't with us, B'chol dor v'ador chayav adam laharos es atzmo ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo yotza atam yishibun mitzirayim. The Mishnah already says that b'chol dor v'ador chayav adam liros es atzmo ki'ilu yotza mitzirayim. The Rambam adds in a couple words, changes a couple words, that the chiyuv is laharos, to demonstrate it, to make it outward. Es atzmo, himself, ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo yotza atam yishibun mitzirayim. You see how much the Rambam is emphasizing the extent to which one is supposed to demonstrate that he is currently experiencing Yitzias Mitzrayim on the night of Leil HaSeder. And where does the Rambam get that from? He thinks it's a chiyuv de'oraisa, shene emar, ve'osanu hotzi misham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, me and you, Ilan, Brian, and Gabe, all of us, from Mitzrayim. V'al davar zeh, tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu batorah. The Rambam couldn't be any more clear that this is a chiyuv mida oraisa v'zachartaki eved ha'yisa, that you were an eved, klomar ki ilu ata be'atzmacha ha'yisa eved v'yatzasa l'cheres v'niftes, that you're supposed to view yourself, not only view yourself, but demonstrate to others that you were that eved who was redeemed that night from the Beis Avadim im Nitzrayim and experienced the geula and the cheres. Then says the Rambam, lefikach, very, very important, lefikach, meaning a consequence of that which I just said, is, colon, kishesoid adam balayla hazeh, when a person dines on this night, tzarech lechol velishtos v'hu meisev derecheiros. He is required to eat and drink while in a state of, while doing so in a manner of haseba, in which constitutes derecheiros, which is an expression of cheiros. And then he goes on to give some of the dinim, v'chol echad v'echad, v'in anoshim v'in anoshim, chayiv lishtos b'layla zed, dalet kosos shal yayin, sorry, he goes on to talk about dalet kosos, and then he goes back to Haseba and Halacha Ches. Now, the Brisker Rav, I think, makes a very compelling point. And he says that while Haseba itself is a chiyuv derabanan, the leaning, the act of leaning is a mitzvah derabanan, it's a kiyum of a mitzvah deoraisa. What's the mitzvah de oraisa that it is mekayim? The mitzvah of chayiv adam laharos es atzmo ki luhu ba'atzmo yotza ata mimitzrayim. The Rambam's requirement that we demonstrate that we left Mitzrayim on the Leil HaSeder, which according to many, and we'll see later, the Kiryas Sefer says this explicitly, is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's what we discussed last week. That the Rambam's mitzvah, and by the way, these halachos, Perek Zayin, is the Perek of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. What? What's so funny?
We lost you for 1 second.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me go back. So, according to many, the chiyuv to be mara es atzmo ki ilu hu ata yotza mimitzrayim, the chiyuv to demonstrate your chiros, your geula, that's part and parcel of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, of that mitzvah d'oraisa. That's what the Kiryas Sefer says explicitly. So now the Brisker Rav is saying, well, look, the Rambam codifies this chiyuv d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he tells you one of the crucial elements of how to do it. That it doesn't, it cannot only be a recounting, it also needs to be an expression, a demonstration. Yeah? And then he tells you that, okay, so the chiyuv d'oraisa tells you to do that, but it doesn't tell you exactly how. It doesn't give you a formula for how to do that. And the Rabbanon step in and give you some of the formulaic acts that will be mekayim that demonstration. And one of those is Haseba. So while Haseba is certainly of rabbinic origin, it's certainly a rabbinic institution, nonetheless, it leads one to satisfy a de'oraisa requirement. Yes, right.
Obviously kind of related, but just food for thought. Does Rebbe have any quick examples on top of his head that we've either covered in Shir that are somewhat of this similar framework or kind of, you know, like dichotomy, if that's the right word?
Where a chiyuv de Rabbanon would be a chiyuv de Oraisa?
Sure, yeah.
It happens often. I'm not always so good at thinking off the top of my head about for these questions.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
But let's see.
We see the formulation of Kiddush, like the actual words are derabanan, but the mitzvah.
Oh yeah, we did see that a little bit now in the sugya of Kiddush.
That's what I'm saying, like things we've seen.
Right. If you think that that Kiddush b'makom suda is a derabanan, that could still be patterned after the kiyum de'oraisa of Kiddush framing a suda, and we find it more directly in other contexts. Here, so for example, let's say the Rambam says Rambam says in a bunch of contexts, you know, let's say like this, the mitzvah of bedikas chometz, the Rambam says is midivrei sofrim, it's only midirabana. However, it may be a kiyum deoraisa of a deoraisa mitzvah, or iser malacha an chol hamoed. May be a derabbanon, but still a kiyum de'oraisa. Because that's what the Torah, that's the state of affairs that the Torah wants on that day. Just a couple of examples. But, okay. So now, yeah, Ilan, you had a question?
Yeah, I don't know if this means anything, but trying to just be medayik, the Rambam, this wording is interesting. It's tzarek le'echov l'ishto v'hu meisiv de'acheres. Like, what do you think it would, like, it flows a little weirder. Like vihu, it kind of sounds like it's like a parenthesis, like a comma, like oh vihu meisiv derecheres.
Uh huh.
Like I don't know, it's makes it sound like it's not called shtia or achila unless you're leaning.
Right. I think that's a beautiful diuk. I was also troubled by, I wouldn't say troubled, but intrigued is a better word, by the Rambam's formulation here, of who may save their acheres. It's a great diuk. That the Rambam doesn't formulate it as like a kum va'ase requirement to do in act. He formulates it as the experience of the gavra, right? Meaning the gavra is doing the act of eating and drinking, and he's doing that in a certain manner. His experience of that eating is b'derecheiros because of his posture. And I think that it's beautifully linked to the whole machayiv here. Because for the Rambam, Haseba is all about demonstrating the cheiros, right? So it's all about portraying, conveying an experience. It's not just a maisa that has to be done. It's an experience that has to be conveyed. V'hu meisiv derecheiros is a state, right? It's an experience. And that's exactly what he's saying, that's the mechayiv. Yeah? Ilan, makes sense? It's geshmak. Okay. All right, so let's get to a couple more of the nekudos here. All right? So that takes care of the discussion of you know, whether Hasib is entirely Dirabanan, maybe it would be a Kiyum de Oraisa. And that idea that it's a Kiyum de Oraisa, and Dafka that it's a Kiyum de Oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the requirement to express one's experience of the Geula, that's going to be a theme that recurs throughout our discussions of Haseba. So now let's discuss along those lines, to what degree is Derech Chirus definitional to Haseba? Remember, we began the shir by noting the Lashon of Rashi and the Rashbam, that Haseba is Derech Chirus. It's the way that B'nei Chorin sit while they eat. And that's what we're trying to do on Leil HaSeder, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, for a commemorative purpose. Zecher L'Chirus. Yeah? So, this is the question that I want to address. I'll pose the Chakira, Yash Lachkor, before we even get into the Makoros. Okay? Is Derech Chirus kind of the motivation for Haseba, for the mitzvah of Haseba? But then the Rabbanon formalized it as a Maisa Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo? Or is Derech Chirus constitutive of, is it definitional to, Haseba? Such that Hashem Haseba, meaning Haseba can only be something that is Derech Chirus. If it's not itself Derech Chirus, then it's just not Haseba. Right? So that's the Chakir I wanna try to delve into. Was Derech Chirus just the motivation for it, that Haseba usually conveys Chirus, so therefore the Rabbanon formalized it as a Maisa Mitzvah? Or no, the Rabbanon said to do Haseba because Haseba is B'Derech Chirus, but the real Machayiv is the Derech Chirus Shepa. So the way to try to analyze this, let's begin actually from fascinating Tosfos and Tzadi Tes Amid Beis on the Mishnah there. Did you guys see that Tosfos, or you only saw the Gemaras? You saw the Tosfos? Great. Okay. So what does Tosfos say there?
Oh. On the Gemara.
On Dibur Maslov HaAfilu. What does Tosfos say on Tzadi Tes Amid Beis? And when the Mishnah says that even an Ani needs to do Haseba?
No, he says two things.
Well, so what is just the first half? I should have told you just to see the first half.
I believe
the Salka Daitach. What bothers Tosfos? What bothers Tosfos? What's Tosfos's question?
What's their assumption? Isn't like Chashiv.
Hold on. Before we get to what they say, just what's their assumed question? They don't spell it out, but they clearly are bothered by something. What are they bothered by?
Poor people can't recline.
No. That's already their explanation. But what's their question? Why are they prompted to speak?
A poor person won't feel as if they're free.
That's already their explanation. You have to read between the lines. What do they not say? What's their v'im tomer?
Is there a question why the Gemara goes out of the way to specify Ani?
Yes. Good. Exactly. Tosfos is bothered by why does the Mishnah go out of its way to specify that an Ani has to do Haseba? Why would you think otherwise? Why would you think that an Ani does not have to do Haseba? That's Tosfos' question. Okay? And now they give you the answer. Yeah, so then you're filling in the answer. So they say, the Salka Daitach, the Hasebas Ani lo Chashiva Haseba. So the question was, why would I think an Ani doesn't have to do Haseba? I'll tell you why I would have thought it. I would have thought that because I would have thought that Hasebas Ani is not considered Haseba. That when an Ani does Haseba, it's just not Haseba, and therefore he should be exempt from it. Why is it not Haseba? Because he doesn't have anything to lean on. Deino Amala Hasev, Veinza Derechiris. And then that's not Derechiris. If he's leaning on nothing, he's got nothing to lean on, that's not Derech Chirus. Yeah? So I would have thought that that's why an Ani should be exempt from Haseba, because he can't do it. And then Tosfos, you know, kind of leaves out the last word, which other Balia Tosfos actually put in, which is Kamash Malan. Right? Therefore, the Mishnah comes to teach that yes, nonetheless, an Ani is Chayev in Haseba. Your Havamina was incorrect. Yeah? So let's do some mechanics here. Okay? Let's do some computer science in our Gemara analytics here. All right? We're going to break down the assumptions of the Havamina, and then we're going to discuss what the maskana could be. Okay? So Tosfos' Havamina was, an Ani can't do Haseba. Why not? Because he doesn't have anything to lean on. And if he leans without having anything to lean on, then it's not Derecherus. Others of the Balei Tosfos point out that when Tosfos says that he doesn't have anything to lean on, it means that he doesn't have the full gamut of things to lean on, meaning he doesn't have a table. But he certainly has, you know, some pillows, something like that. So, let's try to analyze what's going on in Tosfos here, okay? Assumption number one is that Haseba requires Derechirus. Haseba must be b'Derechirus. That's why Tosfos says ve'ein zeh Derechirus. If it's not Derechirus, then it's not Haseba. It needs to be b'Derechirus in order to be Haseba. Assumption number one. Assumption number two is that the way that the Ani leans is not Derechirus. An Ani cannot achieve the status of Derechirus. Because he doesn't have enough to lean on. Those are the two assumptions in Tosfos. Assumption number one, Derechirus is a prerequisite for definitional to Haseba. If Haseba is not b'Derechirus, if you lean without it being Derechirus, it's just not Haseba. Assumption number two is that an Ani cannot lean in the manner of Derechirus. Yeah? You could spell it out. You can write it down. Keep track. Because I'm going to show you that the Achronim take different approaches to which one of these assumptions we reject. Because when we say Kamash Malan, nonetheless, the Ani is Chayav, so that can mean one of two things. Either I could say that Derechirus is not definitional to Haseba. It was the motivation for Haseba, but it's not definitional to it. And therefore, even though the Ani is not leaning by Derechirus, it's still called Haseba. Or I could say that Derechirus is definitional to Haseba, but the Ani can achieve it. You thought the Ani can't? The Ani can. Brian, again? Or no? Good. Okay. Amazing. So this is great. Okay? Look at these diukim in the Achronim. Or in the Nosei Kelim. Go down to the Darkei Moshe, second to last source on page 1. We've quoted the Darkei Moshe sometimes in the past, right? That's the Ramah's commentary on the tour. So he quotes the Mordechai. And the Mordechai says something similar to Tosfos. Okay? The Mordechai says, Kosav HaMordechai, Reish Perek Arbi Psachim, De afilu ani she'ein lo karim v'kastos. Even an ani who lacks pillows and sheets. Yesev al hasafsal. He should lean on a bench. Afal pi she'eino derechirus. Even though that is not derechirus. So what do you see from the Ramah? Which assumption are we rejecting, Ilan? Exactly. You thought Haseba must be Derechirus? Not true. Even a Haseba that's not Derechirus can still count. That's the Rambam. Turn to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. First of all, he introduces the mitzvah of Haseba as it being Derechirus. And then he says, Ve'ani, in the second to last line, Ve'ani she'ein lo karim v'chastos lahasev alehen mikol makom yeshev ala safsal v'lo ala karka k'bisharimos hashana. He should still sit on the bench. Ve'im efshar lo lismoch al yerech shachaviro. And if he can lean on his friend, then harizo nikres haseba, that's considered haseba. Aval lo yismoch al yerech atzmo, he shouldn't lean on his own knee. Mipnei shenira kedoig, because that would seem like he's worrying. Ve'ein zo derechirus. And that's not Derechirus. What's the implication? That when he leans on the bench, what is it?
Derecher.
Yeah! Right? Because the reason why he can't lean on himself is because it's not Derecher. So the situations in which he can lean on a bench, that must be Derecher. That's against the Ramah. Because the Ramah said about the very same circumstance that it's not Derecher. Shulchan Aruch Harav says, no, it is Derecher. So you see, the Shulchan Aruch Harav rejects the other assumption. You thought that the Ani can't achieve Derecheros? Of course he can. Even with his limited means, he only has a bench. He doesn't have that which the more wealthy members of Klal Yisrael have. He doesn't have the table. He doesn't have the Karim V'chastos. But he has a bench. He has something that he can lean on. And that's Derecheros for the Ani. Oh. So what comes out of here? According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, so Derecheros is definitional to the Haseba. We can't talk about a Haseba that's not Derecheros. If it's not Derecheros, then it's not Haseba. But for the Ramah, Derecheros maybe was the motivation for the Haseba. Because Haseba usually does convey Cheros. So the Rabbanon said, you know what? We want you to do something on Leil HaSeder that generally conveys Cheros. Yeah? So we're going to institute in a formal way a takana that you have to do a Maisa Mitzvah of Haseba. It's a Maisa Mitzvah. Yeah? But once it's formalized as a Maisa Mitzvah, then I don't care whether your Haseba or my Haseba conveys Cheros or not. It's the Maisa Mitzvah that you have to lean. That's what you got to do. That's what the Rabbanon told you to do. So that's what the Ramah says. Very nice, the Ani's Haseba is not there, Cheros. The Rabbanon told him to lean. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, no, it's not a formal Maisa Mitzvah just to lean. Derech Cheros is definitional to what the Rabbanon wanted. So you have to say that the Ani is able to achieve a Derech Cheros. Ah, how does this relate back to what we discussed? Because most likely, for the position of the Rambam, that Haseba is meant to convey Cheros, V'hu may save Derecheros, as Ilan pointed out, that you're in an experience of Cheros. But of course Cheros is definitional to what's going on here. This is not a formal Maisa Mitzvah to do an act of leaning. The whole purpose of Haseba is experiential and what that experience conveys and portrays. So of course the Derecheros is definitional. Now, this might be taken even a little bit further by some of the Rishonim. This does not have to be said, but it was taken a little bit further by some Rishonim. There is a discussion amongst the Rishonim as to what is the status of the mitzvah of Haseba bizman hazeh. Because last I checked, Brian HaTzadik, when you're enjoying your steak, you know, at the restaurant, your mamish, you're acting like a ben chorin. You know, you're planning for that korban pesach. It's gonna come. You know, bizman hamikdash, right? So, do you eat leaning, right to your left? No. Eat on a couch? No, eat on a chair. That's what we do, right? So says the Ravya. It's a very famous shita, the Ravya. I quoted it for you from the Ravya himself. If you go to the first source on the second page, says the Rav Yah, "Uvizman hazeh she'in regilus be'artzeinu lahasev, or she'in regilus b'nechorin lahasev, yeshiv kedarka." Wow! Says the Rav Yah, nowadays, no one does this leaning business, so yeshiv kedarka. So forget about the whole thing. Just sit normally. It's no chiyuv of haseba b'zman hazeh. Because it's no longer Bederecheres. Says Dagos Maimonios, in that third source in the section. He says, the Rav Yah, that's a Yechidahi, that's a Shitas Yachid. Rav Yah, everybody else disagrees. If you look at the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, everybody disagrees with the Rav Yah. That's why we still practice Aseiv B'Zman Hazeh. Sometimes we use the Rav Yah as a Shita to be Mitzarif, to, you know, to be Makel in some cases, to exempt someone from Haseiva. You know, that's a famous explanation of the Ramah as to why we exempt women from Haseiva. We are Mitzarif, the Rav Yah. But let's just try to explain the Rav Yah himself. How can you say such a thing? That Haseiva just goes out the window because it's no longer the way of people to do Haseiva? So what's the Hesber? Ilan, you want to give me a Hesber?
If he goes according to the sheet of the Rambam, that the whole ikker of the night is Laharos, is to exemplify, to show that you're a free person, but if Bizman Hazeh, that's not a way that you show that you act as if you're a free person, and that wouldn't achieve the entire reasoning of leaning, of reclining.
Oh, exactly. Right. So I don't wanna say this within the Rambam. I don't think this is the case in the Rambam. The Rambam never gives any hint of this. But what I was saying before is that you could take this approach to its extreme and say that, well, you know what? If what we do nowadays is not a good, you know, expression of chirus, and chirus is definitional to the Haseiva, okay, so then you can't do Haseiva, you're stuck. Right? And what would the other Rishonim respond? That no, Haseiva is a formal Maisa Mitzvah. We all agree, okay, it was motivated by the Chirus Sheba. Right? We want it to achieve the goal of Chirus. But that's not going to be definitional here, because it was a formal Maisa Mitzvah that the Rabbanan have on the books for you to lean during the Leil HaSeder. And therefore, it doesn't really matter that nowadays it's not Derech Chirus to lean. Of course, that Maisa Mitzvah, doesn't change. And even for the Rambam, that the whole point is to be Mar Echeros, so still, right, that's still the Cheros of old, right? Even if it's not the Cheros of right now, it's still based on the Zman HaTakana, it was a Maisa that expresses Cheros, right? So therefore, it could still be relevant, Bizman HaZeh, even if the modern context has changed. Yeah, Ilan.
But like we said before, definition of the Rambam is the Laharus Atmo, you know, Ata, right? Like the focus on now. So if now leaning has no shaykhis to Chayrus, then maybe the Rambam wouldn't say that if these days leaning really isn't connected to Chayrus at all, then maybe because he has the focus on like showing yourself in the current moment, then maybe he would say you wouldn't have to lean then.
Right. Listen, I wouldn't be unhappy if the Rambam held of the Rav Yah, but he doesn't give any hint of it. So I think we need to explain that despite the fact that Haseiva Bizman Hazeh maybe is not Mar Echirus, certainly as much as it used to, nonetheless, you still have to explain in some way that it does its job of fulfilling that goal of Laharos Esatzmo Ki'ilu Hu Ata Yatza Mimitzayim of the Misiv Derechirus. Meaning, I'll try to say this clearly. When the Rabbanon were misakin the mitzvah of Haseiva, right, for the Rambam, they were misakin it not as a formal Maisa Mitzvah, but as, you know, as, again, as an experience that's supposed to convey a sense of Chirus. And even though for the Rambam that may not be true Bizman Hazeh, that Takana still stays in place. But still, the Takana to begin with was not the Maisa Mitzvah Shabbo. It was not the formal act. It was the experience of it. I think that might be the way you'd have to put it for the Rambam. Okay, so we didn't get through as much as I wanted to tonight, so that means that I want to go further next week, but that's okay, because we have other details in Haseiva to discuss. There is another critical discussion of Haseiva, another comment of the Brisker Rav, which explains whether, you know, a machlokas and Rishonim, whether Haseiva is ma'akif. You know, let's say you eat matzah without doing Haseiva. Are you yotzei the mitzvah of matzah or not? So the Brisker Rav has a beautiful piece in explaining that. Bezus Hashem, we will wait until next week to reveal the jewels of the Brisker Rav and the Sugya of Haseba, and we will try to flesh that out as much as possible as well. I wish all of you a great Shabbos, and enjoy the Limud, enjoy the break.